The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
So welcome back to Generations Radio. I am Percy here. My co-host, Melissa, is on hiatus. Well, she's actually in Chicago right now, in cold Chicago, at the American Society on Aging Conference, which I was supposed to go to, but I opted out for Arizona. So I'm leaving for Arizona tomorrow to watch spring baseball. If you're a baseball guy, you got to go to spring training at least one time in your life. So I'm taking my 12-year-old son and one of his other teammates. But anyway, welcome to the show. We're here every Saturday from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. And if I forget to tell you or remind you, every Friday morning about 6:45, Mike Buck gives me a call, and we talk about and promote the show on that weekend. So if you want to know what the show is about, listen Friday morning about 6:45 on AM 690 here. If you missed the show, go to our YouTube channel for now. YouTube channel, and just search Generations Magazine. You'll pull up all our radio shows. Give us about 2 weeks to get them up there. And eventually, hopefully by the summer, all our shows will be on our website, generations808.com. So anyway, our guest today is Ilima at Lehano in Kapolei. Is that how you say it? In Kapolei?
Right. It's in Kapolei.
Okay. We have the, Mark, you're the
Executive director.
Executive director. And that's Suda?
Yes, Mark Suda.
With a T.
With a T.
Because I know Mark's, Brian Suda, who is our photographer, but it's just S-U-D-A. So Suda with a T.
Yes, thanks.
Okay, well, and so Mark, you're here, and then also Amanda. Nah, I'm not good with pronunciations. Is Amanda's
Swilch?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah.
Sometimes I'm dyslexic. I was trying to drive to my client's house this morning at 8 o'clock, and somehow I got the 3 and a 1 mixed up. So anyway, so welcome to the show, Ilima Lehano. Great to have you guys here. The newest property built, and the only one in Kapolei.
And actually, we opened up in January of last year, 2016. Mm-hmm. Though it took us a little while to get through the Department of Health licensing process.
So tell me about it. Not to complain.
let's see. How shall I say this tactfully? So anyway, it took us about 9 months to get through all the inspection and compliance requirements with the Department of Health. But we eventually got our licensing in September, and then we started accepting residents.
Yeah, that's the Department of Health, Department of Human Services. You know, it is taking longer than normal, I think, and I think it's just something that we got to put up with. Every property I've talked to, they're all going the same way. So not to bash them or anything, just they're shorthanded, and there's a long process. And I think they do a good job, though.
Yeah, they do a good job. And in addition to the senior living communities, I believe that same office is also responsible for doing the compliance inspections for all the ARCs, which is the adult residential care homes. And I think there's close to 800 or 1,000 on the island.
That office is actually the long-term care ombudsman's office.
Oh, is that a different? Yeah. Okay.
John McDermott.
Okay, you know better than me, Percy.
Yeah. So anyway, Mark, your background is hospitality, which is great.
You know, I'm a University of Hawaii Travel Industry Management grad.
Chuck
and
G?
I
Chuck G.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
wow.
That's during my time.
That's the guy.
And worked in hotels in Hawaii and Guam, and then made a little bit of a transition to opening up spas in luxury hotels, working with the Mandara Spa Group and with the LXR Luxury Resorts, which is the Blackstone Group, which eventually turned into Hilton.
Well, it's interesting your background hospitality, because that's what's really needed in these retirement. Should I call it a retirement facility?
Well, senior living community. Senior living community. And it is a good fit. A senior living community is just like a hotel,
yeah.
Except perhaps the medical component.
Yeah, but you have specialty people for that, right?
Yeah, specialty people like Amanda. So Amanda's been in senior living for quite a while.
So yeah, Amanda Swilich.
Swilch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
And so you're the sales director.
I'm the sales director.
So that's
yes.
People that Mark. That's the person we want to talk to, right?
That's right.
So Amanda, yeah. So how long have you been in this industry?
I've been in senior living about 10 years.
Wow,
so,
really?
Yeah, always in sales. So it's I just love the seniors and working with them and feeling, like we're providing a place for them to go so that it can age in place and have a quality quality life at the same time.
So I mean, you were in Hawaii or in
the mainland? Was not. Yeah, I was on the mainland for a few years. I've been in Hawaii about 2 years now.
What part of the mainland, can I ask?
Yeah, so we've been, so we're military. My husband's in the military. So we've been in Florida and Colorado, and that's about it.
I don't know if you know, but I'm an Army brat.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
My father retired Army colonel.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I left Hawaii when I, it's so funny, Mark, you're real local, right? But, and people ask me, are you local? I go, yeah, I'm local, but I always tell people I'm half Katonk because I left Hawaii when I was 8, came back when I was 16. Because I got hit in the eye with a boomerang when I was young. And so I went to go get surgery at Walter Reed General Hospital in D.C. My father was there for 3 years. So, but I can bust a pigeon, like I'm sure like Mark. But in the world, in our industry, we have
I'm learning. I'm learning.
That's great. That's great.
Oh, and Percy, when I so I did a stint working hotels here in Oahu. And then I was in Guam. And then I moved back here. And then all my local friends, they absolutely called me Katonk. And but it's because I spoke better than them.
No, that's true. I mean, like I said, I can bust a pigeon if like, but I mean, I have to speak proper. Once in a while, I'll slip a little bit, but and maybe we should tell Amanda what Katonk means.
Oh, you're right. We should.
So I don't know what story you've heard, but my dad's 88, and you hear little variations of the story. But in the military back in the day, when they were like basic training back in the 50s and maybe 50s and maybe late 40s, when they would go to basic training, they would put everybody by ethnic group, like black, white, Hispanic, or Asian. So all the Asian boys would be together. So a lot of Californians that were in internment camp, and all the California, mostly California, Arizona, and Washington Asians were put in with the Hawaii boys. We all looked alike, but we were not alike. The local boys a little bit different, and we didn't like hanging out with the mainland boys, so they were getting fights all the time, And when a local boy had the mainland Asian boy on the ground, hitting him in the face, his head hit the ground going, katonk, katonk, katonk. Is that the story you heard, Mark?
That's exactly the same story.
My dad was in the Army, so he was telling me the story. He goes, yeah, the local boys are tough. They're tough. They don't want to be mixed up with some Katonk Holly guy. The official, the non-official words, Holly, right?
Yeah.
That's not a negative thing.
Yeah. No.
It's so true.
Yeah.
And but you know what, Mark? The mainland Asians, they don't like that. They want to be called
so
Katonk.
Funny.
It's funny.
I don't even know. Do they know what Katonk?
No.
Do they use
do.
Katonk? I don't. Oh, they do. Katonk up there?
If they live here long enough, sure they will.
Okay.
Okay. Because they'll say, oh, you from California? Oh, you Katonk. And they go, look at you. The first thing they say, they go, look at you like, oh, what's Katonk? But I don't think the local guy tells that story, though.
No.
Not anymore, I don't think so. But
I
it's
don't
true.
Think so.
But, I'm glad you what I tell people is that when I traveled when I was young, I got to be able to, because you're already a new person in school. So you always had to adapt. Mm-hmm. But also what I found and I learned, including my brother and everybody in our family growing up, is that we're able to adjust quicker and understand different dynamics of the Asian culture, mainland culture, southern culture, East Coast. So you must be a great salesperson because you can adapt to anybody.
Thank you.
No, it's true.
Amanda even spent some time in Bahrain. Now that's different.
I'm not good with geography. Is that by Abu Dhabi?
It's by Saudi Arabia. Okay. Middle East, yeah.
Oh, a very good student. No, seriously, so can I ask, since you're the sales director, how many you have there and what are the backgrounds? Because really,
sure.
For a lot of people that have never been to an assisted living or even an adult day center, what is it really like? So what kind of people are out there now?
Yeah, so we have, we have about, 35, 40 residents currently. And we have really a wide variety of ethnicities at Ilima. So ranging from, local to Asian to Caucasian. Excuse me. Yeah, so a good variety.
And so how, come back. So back to square one. So how many units, and is it how many floors and things like that? Do we have that information? No?
Let's see. Again, we opened up in January of last year. We sit on 3.8 acres. We have 84 single apartments. 84 wow. apartments.
And are they one bedroom, two bedroom?
We have studios, one bedrooms and two bedrooms. And it's, I believe from all the other communities we looked at, we have the most spacious. As an example, our studios, they start at 410 square feet. So those
You know, Mark, I did hear that because I've been to, I have not been out to yours yet. And I missed your grand opening, but I heard that because I've been to every other facility and they're small. Now, I don't think as small is a big issue to deal with, but I'm hearing yours are bigger.
Well, what's a little unique with us is actually our memory care is 410 square feet. Our studios are 440 square feet. We also have private lanais on the for the apartments. We also have full-size refrigerators. That's a big deal with a lot of
a seniors. A full-size refrigerator.
Right, instead of mini bar size.
Yeah, all of them have mini bars.
Right, but these are full-size refrigerators. And just the finishings, they're just top-notch granite countertops. Yeah, so it's they did a really, really nice job of the finishing. And actually, in addition, we sit on 3.8 acres. We're part of the Lejano Master Community Association, which is 40 acres, which was purchased by from Campbell. And actually, we purchased it.
So Cisco, your parent company.
Yeah, Kisco Senior Living is basically the master developer of that area. Oh. And then we sold at fee simple parcels to groups that that would blend in nicely with our association, which include First Hawaiian Bank, CSWO. By the way, CSWO is doing really well out there. That was very visionary of them to create a huge showroom and store in this developing community. Embassy Suites is there. The National Kidney Foundation with the Senator Daniel Akaka Community Center, Queen Liliuokalani Boys and Girls Club, and the Catholic Diocese, who's going to move St. Jude's Church down from Makakilo to Kapolei and create a parish school.
Well, you could be the marketing director for Kapolei, I'll tell you.
Oh, okay.
Lots going on out there. I was, you know, you mentioned Senator Akaka. Senator Akaka is going to be our cover story for April, May.
Oh, wonderful. He is such a gracious gentleman. I mean, it's just so impressive meeting him. We hosted the groundbreaking ceremony a few months ago for National Kidney.
Right, right. So that's going to be our cover story for April, May. We did a photo shoot out there a couple of weeks ago. But I just, you know, there's a unique aura about Senator Akaka. When he's in your presence, like, wow. I mean, I spent some time with him with our photo shoot and his daughter, Milani. Just he can talk about any topic, first of all. He's got a worldly, even his local boy, I believe from Po'ola Valley. But, I mean, just knowledgeable about world history. And I won't talk about politics with him because I didn't want to talk about, you know, anything in politics, going to talk about what do you think of Trump. And we're not going to go there. So, but it's amazing. It's great to have him out there. And Kapolei is growing. Mm-hmm. We're finding more and more people looking at that now. They never did before. Was that, you know, that Kapolei has been in, master plan for like 25, 30 years now. And finally, it's really getting going.
You know, Percy, just talking about that, frankly, some of the challenges that Amanda and I are, and our team are having is just the location, particularly for East Oahu, Central Oahu. You know, I am just so amazed because after spending some time in the mainland on different hotel projects where, you know, I mean, if you drive 100 miles, you drive 50 miles one way, you know, it's not that big a deal. But, boy, over here, it's a big deal. Some people, they haven't been out West Oahu for 20 years, 10 years.
Well, with a new shopping center out there, what is it called?
Kamakana
Ali'i. Yeah, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's nice. I mean, they got theaters, they got the Embassy Suites, which I think it shocked the whole hotel industry, I'll be honest with you. But it's going to grow. So, I mean, that might be an issue now, but I don't think down the road, because I think slowly it's more affordable. And they got beautiful homes out there. I love the golf courses out there, by the way. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you hooked up with a golf course over there, but some of the amenities out there because, you know, last week we had Men's Shed. And it's an organization of a nonprofit that helps get the men out of the house, and they're active. So you might have retirement living that men are going to be active because when I speak around town quite a bit, one of the first things I do when you mentioned about difficulty getting people there is one of the first things I say, I raise my hand and say, how many people want to go to a care home or a retirement facility? And nobody raises their hand mm-hmm. except for me because I do. I told my wife that. We're going to sell a house and move in there because I had pet peeves of the yard. And I used to live in Mililani, and I try to mow my lawn. And I would shave, do my hedge, and all of a sudden, click, the thing turns off. I cut the cord. Go to City Mill. 20 minutes later, click, I cut the cord. I don't know how you do that, but I shaving the hedge with that shave. What do you call it? Shredder, whatever you think of it. And I cut the cord. So I said, twice is enough. So I have a yard man now. But I love my yard man, but I think people, you got to sell that. It's easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't have to, you know what? And another big pet peeve of mine? Driving. Drivers in Hawaii are the worst. When I go to mainland, I don't drive. When I'm here, I have to drive, obviously, but driving. I mean, it's the worst. You guys must have a van or something, right?
Oh, we have a van and a bus. Yeah. So we have a 16 passenger and a 7 passenger. Mm-hmm. Right.
But now Queens took over the old St. Francis Hospital out there, right? So it's right down the street from you guys mm-hmm. too. But mm-hmm. I think that's the way to sell it because I live pretty close to a facility right in town. I don't like to drive. Plus, my wife's a great cook, but I like variety, not same old things. I don't think she listens to my radio show, so don't worry about that. But I like variety. I like to eat. And you guys must have like a coffee bar. You have a coffee bar or somewhere that you can eat during the daytime?
We have a cafe area, so with the always available menu. And then we have our dining room that serves the 3 meals a day that are included in our community packages. So the food quality, we really strive at Ilima to be, you know, resort style in regards to, you know, the hospitality piece, but also the dining piece, you know. So we have chefs from, you know, Hale Kalani, we have chefs from Alani and that kind of thing.
So, they come out like once a month or something?
No, they're on our staff.
You're on your staff?
Yeah. Yeah.
Hale Kalani.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah. Remember I told you guys had your first open when I first heard about Ilima Lehana. It was at Hale Kalani.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, so the food is amazing. It is just, got to come have lunch with us, personally.
I will. Just don't make me wear short. Don't make me wear long pants.
Oh, we won't. We have no dress. You have to come dress. But
I went to.
Yeah.
I was going to meet the marketing director, and I walked in with shorts, a nice polo golf shirt. And go, oh, I'm sorry, sir. You have to wear pants. I said, what?
Yeah, we don't have a dress.
No worries, Percy. It's very, very casual because we got a lot of local residents there. So they'll come down in the slippers and the Bermuda shorts and T-shirts. So
okay, because, yeah, that's, no that's worries. Me.
I but don't, as don't Amanda know. Was saying, we have chefs from Aulani, Hale Kalani. Wow. One has been working in Morimoto's. And, you know, it may sound a little odd that we have such a high quality, but if you think about it, how nice is it that they don't have to fight the traffic to go from West Oahu all the way down to Waikiki and they can stay here? You know, they just gained 2.5-3 hours a day of their life back. Yeah. That is huge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So real quick. So I go on a highway, take the cutoff, the couple I cut off, take a left, go down that main drag, and then you go right or left.
Go right.
So go right.
Turn right. After you get off the H1, you turn left onto Fort Barrett.
Yeah.
Go all the way down to Kapolei Parkway and take your right, and we're right there off of Kapolei Parkway.
Oh, right there. Mm-hmm. Oh, easy then. You don't have to go way in there then.
No.
And a nice landmark is we're just right diagonal to Kapolei High School.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know where that's at. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's really easy because, you know, I went to the Kidney Foundation place and then the courthouse out there, the Ronald Moon courthouse, and you have to drive through a lot of traffic lights, and it's not fun. the traffic in Kapolei is getting bad. So you're very good.
Yeah,
yeah, easily accessible. I was there like last week. Like, wow, there's a lot of traffic out here. So
yeah.
Good for you. So I see here you have a memory unit.
Mm-hmm. We have a 16 bed memory care area in our community.
And when you say for the people that, because mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, most of the people listening to our radio show now are baby boomers, mm-hmm. or like 60, maybe even 70. Mm-hmm. But they're listening for their parents.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I have a friend of mine. He's 78. His mom's still alive, mm-hmm. and because she's 99, mm-hmm. and he's information for the wife for his mother.
Sure.
So we have a lot of baby boomers. So when you say memory mm-hmm. unit, what does that actually mean?
Someone that is been diagnosed with dementia, Alzheimer's. You'll hear a lot associated with that. So
does it have to? I mean, a lot of other places have it, but it's like a special area, right? Like,
it's a separate wing. It's a safe environment for them. You know, all the training, everything that we do on our end is designed just for someone dealing with memory care.
So all your nurses or CNAs or staff have to be trained specifically.
They have to be trained specifically to work in our memory care.
Wow, cool. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I mean, Mike, when you say people have to drive out there. But you know what? There's a lot of people living out there already.
Yeah, I have a couple that actually moved into our community. They've been there a while, but I was talking to their daughter, and she said, you know, they've never been out to Kapolei. They live in town, and I just said, you know, just have them come look. And if they don't like it and they want to stay in town, at least they looked, you know. So they came out. They came out, checked us out. Next thing you know, they've moved in now. they love it, you know. So, I mean, it's what I tell people. Just come take a look, you know, and just see, you know.
It is so true because, you know, I live in town. I love living in town. But I do definitely like to go out to the North Shore. Mm-hmm. My parents live Windward Side. But I was in Kapolei the last couple of weeks. But just to get out there and once you land it, it's not funny, mm-hmm. but it's an interesting, it's more relaxed feeling.
Very peaceful.
You know, mm-hmm. especially for people who live in town.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that. In fact, I have a couple of clients living in Hilo, of all places, and they're from town, Honolulu. I said, can I ask why you moved to Hilo? He goes, mm-hmm. we want to get away from the rat race.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that should be a negative mark. It's just something, it's a different experience. Mm-hmm. But man, like I said, you're great at selling, but also just understand that it's a different experience for local people, like townies, you know, townies.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's going to be different.
You know? Yeah. One thing that, you know, makes us a little unique, too, is the size of our apartment. So,
yeah,
very spacious, you know. And we have one bedrooms that are, you know, start at 590 square feet. They have private lanais, which, you know, everyone obviously loves. So, I mean, I think once people come out and see, you know, we've got the full-size refrigerators, the two top burners, they see that, and they're like, oh, wow, you know, this is spacious.
It is definitely going to be way different than any other place I've seen.
And that actually ties in with, you know, you just get more for your money out in West Oahu at our place. I remember when way, way back when we I was living in Manoa with my grandparents, and when we were finally able to save up enough to buy our first townhome, it was all the way in Waipio Gentry because there's no place else we could, you know, afford.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still in the hotel industry, so I'm working in Waikiki, but now I'm all the way in Waipio Gentry. But you know what? You know, once you're finished work and it's the weekends, you know, you don't really need to go to town that much. So, and that's the way it is in Kapolei right now. Kamakana Alii, the new shopping center. You have all the major stores. You have a lot of nice restaurants. You know, that other Roy's concept restaurant, Eating House 1849. That's out there in Kapolei Commons. So there's a lot of really nice restaurants out there now.
Yeah. Did I hear Cheesecake Factory or some big other big Cheesecake Factory?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, they're building it in the new mall.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got Cheesecake Factory, you're somebody, mm-hmm. because I'll tell you, the one in Waikiki is a business in all of the Cheesecake Factories.
Oh, wow.
You know, that's what I heard nationwide. And, no chance getting into California pizza at the Kamakana Alii.
Really?
Until
already?
Well, unless you go at like 2 p.m., you know,
really?
You can get in. But yeah, dinner time or lunchtime, it's
a wait.
Well, I love pizza. And the Kahala Mall one is, I think, number one in the United States. So maybe a couple
of. Oh, didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's interesting you say that. But anyway, we're going to take a short break, but I need to get your contact info. We'll give it again at the end of the show. So who's probably Amanda to be the best one to give you a call?
Sure, either one. Our phone number is 674-8022.
And for our baby boomers that listen to the show, how about your website or you have a mm-hmm. Facebook page?
Sure, yeah. Our website is elima@lejano.com, www.elima@lejano.com. And we definitely do have a Facebook page as well.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, like us. Mm-hmm. So, and I always forget, our Facebook page is Generations Magazine. Very mm-hmm. simple. Mm-hmm. Our website is generations808.com, but we will post this on our YouTube channel as well. Mm-hmm. But we got to get you guys come out to our Aging in Place event, and you're going to get you on KITV pretty soon mm-hmm. too. But we're here with Lima Elejano in Kapolei with Mark Suda, and I'm going to butcher it again, Amanda Swoch.
You got it.
I got it. Mm-hmm. Five times. But anyway, we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back, and we're going to talk more about Lima Elejano and the great facility out there in Kapolei. So we'll be right back.
We will be right back with Percy Ihara from Generations Radio. If you have any questions or want to be part of our discussion, give us a call at 296-5467. That's 296-5467. This is Generations Radio on AM 690, The Answer.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
Aloha, this is Martha Clopin.
And Al Harrington. Choosing the right Medicare plan not only saves you money, it also helps you avoid headaches and heartaches down the road.
We want to remind everyone
to listen to a Medicare moment with Martha, Sundays from 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. as we help answer important questions on Medicare so you can stay healthy, wealthy, and wise all year long.
Call me at 543-2073, 543-2073.
The name to remember for primary health care in Hawaii is Dr. Jeffrey Lin, board-certified family physician with over 20 years' experience and a special interest in taking care of senior citizens. He's now located in the Kuakini Medical Plaza. And from now to the end of March, Dr. Lin is offering free flu shots to protect you and your family this flu season. To schedule an appointment, please call 824-0411 or log into mdhonolulu.com. Dr. Jeffrey Lin, healthcare for the whole family at mdhonolulu.com.
I was an addict from the age of 13. I finally decided it was time for a change. I walked into the Salvation Army Adult Rehabilitation Center, and that got me ready for the real world. Now, I choose to be guided by Jesus Christ, and today, I'm building a powerful and promising future, free from drugs and alcohol.
Please shop at the Salvation Army Family Stores. With our discounted sales, your support through your purchase helps men live a clean, sober, and productive life.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include three meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit voidvacationshawaii.com.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer. Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Yeah. So welcome back to Generations Radio. We're here every Saturday from 5 to 6 and Sunday from 3 to 4. I keep on saying that because people always still ask me, when is your show? It's in the magazine. Look for an ad in the magazine. It's about a quarter page ad. But we're on AM 690, The Answer, and on our YouTube channel, our Facebook channel. But check us out because I know a lot of you have been emailing and calling me for resources, contacts, complaints sometime. I'm more than happy to take your calls. My number is 234-3117. And if I text you back because I'm in a meeting, I'm probably having a meeting like today. Another property called me about coming on the radio show. But anyway, we're here with Ilima Lejano, the newest property in Kapolei. But, I mean, you must have a ton of activities, Amanda. So, yeah, give us a breakdown of some of the activities, some of the benefits that are probably going to be different than all the towny guys, right?
Yeah, so we do. We offer a big variety of activities, you know, from exercise classes to, I mean, we have painting instructors. I don't know if you've heard of, you know, the painting classes where they bring in, they have the wine and the instructor. And,
really?
You know, just, you know, for anyone.
What but do we you call that now?
Painting and Picasso and Pinot or something
really?
Like that. And
so, I heard about it. Do you have one of the shirts?
Yeah, they have them all the time. And they've just kind of become this
Maybe
real
you should email
thing.
Me that because I belong to a financial group.
Uh-huh.
And we always just do a wine thing. Boring, just wine, drink wine, and poo-poos and talk story.
Yeah,
but you know, financial advisors eventually will get end up talking about financial stuff. So I've always I'm the program chair for that different event. So we're trying to find different things they can do. I'm not a great artist because I'm colorblind,
I mean, we have an artist that comes in.
Yeah, cool.
She brings the canvas. The residents really, they really love that. We have a golf pro who's actually on our staff. So, this morning we were leaving. Our residents were outside at we have a little putting green. They're outside, you know.
Golf pro on your staff.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, we do a lot with that. And, Mark, I don't know if you want to chime in some of the other activities that we do.
Well, let's see. With the golf, and actually I golf, and the West Oahu is a great area with all the golf courses. And so what we did was we have a nice secured garden area in our community. And what we did was we worked with our landscaper and they firmed up the lawn to make a putting green. So we have three nice putting holes over there and, you know, not too strenuous, but gets everybody out into the yard. And then we do that.
Do you guys take them on golfing tours at all yet?
Well, what we did today, actually, and that's one of the benefits to living, to being at West Oahu, is we went, how's this, two excursions to the North Shore today. So one this morning and one in the afternoon. And, you know, we just go up a little past Haleiwa or so.
Sure.
But that's only going to be an hour and a half round trip. And so it's nice. It's nice.
Oh,
nice
beautiful drive. Out there.
It's gorgeous out there.
We have, I'm sorry. I just was thinking we have something our residents really love is happy hour. So every Friday we have a happy hour and we have live entertainers and they come in, they have their wine and poo-poos and they just love it. It's so much fun.
Local up and coming, Percy. Local up and coming entertainers coming out every Friday. And we go around and we ask the residents, what kind of beer do you want? Or what kind of soft drink do you want?
Is that included in the price?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, and then...
sign me up.
And then we, have the family members come on and we said, sure, come on out. You know, be with your mom, your grandparents, you know, have a beer, have a wine, you know, listen to a wonderful local entertainment, live local entertainment.
That's every Friday?
Every Friday and our
what time
really
start,
nice poo-poos. Early 3:15.
Okay, I knew you were gonna say that. I just wanted 3:15 to like 5:15, 6:15.
Until about probably dinner. About 4:30. The residents go to dinner around 4:30. So one thing that makes us a little unique too is we have a pool, and so you know we'll have aerobic classes where you know our residents actually get in the pool, which is you know really great for seniors with the joints and that kind of thing. So
They do what do they do? Tai Chi or something in a pool or yoga pool?
It's like you know water aerobics, it's really good for anyone, you know,
especially
seniors.
I just learned about. I don't like swimming because I had an ear infection when I was young, but because I had shoulder surgery, so I actually swim 2 to 3 days a week in a heated pool.
Mm.
Only about 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And what else is that's used with our pool as well as our fitness center, is we do have residents that have regular physical therapists come over, and they work with them. And we have the latest, greatest senior-specific fitness center equipment. And so when the physical therapists come in and they see our equipment, they're going, wow, this just came on the market a little while ago. And it is senior-specific.
But you don't have a physical therapist on staff, though.
No, we don't. But we partner with a lot of, you know, a lot of physical therapists that can come in and
well, in the magazine, Kai Morigawa is a mobile physical therapist.
Oh.
Yeah, you should give him a call.
Yeah, we'll reach out. Sure.
We also have a personal trainer in there who only, pretty much, I'm her youngest client. She specifically does training for seniors. Her oldest client is 94 or 95. I mean, Joan's okay with me saying this. Joan Packer is her name. She's in the magazine. She's, I think, 94 years old. No medication, no arthritis. How's that?
Wow. That's impressive.
When I first saw her, I said, I want to meet her. Because I saw a picture of her. I said, Diane, I want to meet her. I went in down and met with her. And after about 15 minutes, I was like, this lady is not no 90-something. I think she was 91 at the time. This lady is not a senior. Like, I mean, you can sit and have a cocktail and some champagne with her. You think she's in her 50s or 60s.
Wow.
I mean, seriously. I mean, trust me. I've been to three of the last four birthday parties of hers. And the next youngest person was 70, her daughter. Everybody else is below that.
Wow.
I mean, Joni's just an amazing, amazing lady. In fact, that might be what you may want to do once a week, have a presentation about this active living.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the Men's Shed that we just did a show on is active men, seniors, because men don't get out of the house. And if you go to any senior club, 90% of people at the senior club are women. For some reason, the men don't want to get out, but Men's Shed is really get them out. And so maybe you guys do a tour. Right now, they're only open Monday, Wednesday, Saturday. But get the men, go play with the tools. That's what I call Men's Shed.
That's good. That sounds good. We do have the space,
and yeah,
we do have the grounds, and we do have men there. And just talking about some of our residents. One of our residents, actually in the memory care area, she was like a prodigy pianist in her younger day, and because part of our memory care program is we find out, you know, what makes them happy, what they like, what interests they have is, and we had a small piano, so we brought it down. We relocated it from our activity rooms to the memory care area, and she'll play there for about half the day. And she does it all from memory.
Wow.
And she does it, she's pretty perfect.
Wow.
Amazing.
Well, they keep their old memory, right? So that's that memory when she grew up probably playing the piano. That'd be great. She should do a half hour on your Fridays for your tenants, your clients there.
When we have our birthday parties, she's the one that's on the piano.
Wow, good for you. I saw here you have a philosophy of the art of living well. Can you explain what that is? That's unique and interesting, but I'm always kind of curious about things.
Yeah, so our Art of Living Well is really designed around the social engagement and the activities portion of our community. And really what it is a program that is designed to really, you know, when someone moves into our community, our wellness team, they will actually sit down with our residents and really find out what, as Mark was saying, you know, what interests them, what they want to do. And so that really, whether it be social, physical, emotional, spiritual, vocational, you know, there's six dimensions of wellness, and we go over all of those six dimensions.
Six dimensions of wellness.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have time to talk about that?
Sure, we can definitely dive into that, because that's such an important piece.
The only reason why I say that is because, like I said, I speak around town quite a bit, and a lot of them have a hard, especially local. I need to say local, but they have a hard concept of understanding what it's like to live in a facility.
Mm-hmm.
My auntie, who you know lived in Kailua for I don't know 40 years, her husband, my uncle, finally passed away, and she moved into facility after like 7 years. And we have another family friend. They both move in the same day. And in two different conversations after about 4 months, in separate conversations, they said exactly the same thing. I wish I moved in earlier. It's amazing. I tell this story because both are local.
Mm-hmm.
both, one lived in Kailua, one lived somewhere east Honolulu. They moved into town, and they just loved it. And I'll tell you another story. My mother-in-law, who's 93 now, never would have moved in the facility because she liked her garden, her house, and she just spent time at home and with her grandkids, but she never wanted to move into the facility. I tried for the last 5 years. She finally had to move in because she fell down. Guess what? She loves it. Mm-hmm. And my wife has to call her ahead of time before she goes down there because she might be busy, mm-hmm. or she might have movie time, or she might be with her friends, you know, social hour, and you can't interrupt lunch or dinner because there's not enough room for you on the table. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting. So we have to kind of dispel all that, you know. So it's interesting you have that you dive into the wellness side, mm-hmm. and what's important to them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And part of this wellness, just going back to the six dimensions of wellness, is we work with the residents to find out what their interests are, and we try and address vocational, determining, you know, what they like to do, mm-hmm. Spiritual, emotional, social, physical, intellectual, and then tailor what we do with them for their daily activities of living. And so we get to know the residents
pretty well
on a personal basis. It it takes probably the transition period when you move into a senior living community, probably about 30 or 45 days. But I'll emphasize that we're always constantly learning, because perhaps some of their needs change over time. And also we just start to learn more about them. And we learn more about them, not from just them, but also from their family. So a lot of interaction with the family.
But it's interesting. You'll probably know them better than their kids, because they spend more time with you. You see them more often. And a lot of times they don't tell the kids mm-hmm. these stories, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. And that's why I love going to facilities. Actually, I just thought about it. In Nanakuli, there's Aluliki, a local nonprofit for Hawaiian community. They have a facility out there. Well, it's a clubhouse or something. But I've been out there, and it's a bunch of, you know, you don't have to be Hawaiian. Maybe you do have to be part Hawaiian, but a club out there, they meet at least once a week. You might want to reach out to them and see if they have some entertainers that can play Friday, the Friday Kanakapila, they call it. Hmm. Because I love a local, older local music.
Yeah.
You know what was great, particularly during the holiday season, is Amanda's developed such great relationships with the local schools. And so we've brought, how's this? I think 2 days in a row, we brought 60 kids and 40 kids from kindergarten
wow.
over
really?
To entertain. But just talking about the interaction with the community. And when we had our grand opening that I'm sorry you missed, Percy, we had a Kapuna Halau group come in. Oh,
great.
My goodness. So elegant. Floor length white muumus and wow. Red hakus. I mean, you know, it was just gorgeous.
Yeah, I think actually, I don't know if you guys have ukulele classes, but you should.
We do. Yeah, oh, we actually do.
Absolutely,
you guys got everything.
We do. Yeah,
but it's interesting.
Lots of fun.
You know, trying to match up, finding out what's important to the senior, our kupuna, and reach out not only from the previous, you know, business life, but also the spiritual. That's why we actually have somebody write for the magazine. We have a Pastor Jane, and very soon we may have another pastor, Pastor Russell, my former pastor, my pastor now. But it's important to reach out, because I know for a fact as we get older, we all slowly kind of migrate back to the church. What's important in the community to us, and you know, there's a lot of nonprofits out there I can have you connected with, because it's really important to learn. Keep on learning.
Mm-hmm.
And talking about local nonprofits, we have just volunteered to be the host for the Alzheimer's Association support group at our community. And that is going to be the first one in West Oahu. They've been looking for a while. What we didn't initially know how involved it was going to be, because actually we're – one of our staff is the facilitator. So in addition to being the location of the support group, our staff is going through training right now with the Alzheimer's Association. He's almost at the point where he's going to start shadowing a couple of other support groups. And then one of the senior people from Alzheimer's will be coming over, and she'll be sitting in the group session while he runs it for the first two or three times to make sure he's comfortable. And then we're going to be doing it on a regular basis.
What days would you say you're going to do that?
Actually, this is a brand new program, and we expect to launch it by the second half of next month, April.
Oh, wow. Good. Yeah, they. I just talked to them yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah,
oh,
yesterday, great. You know, we had a career day at UH trying to get students interested or at least see the aging field. So we had 37 companies there or nonprofits there. We had a couple hundred students there. But next time you should guys come out with everybody, one of the biggest things our industry is lacking is workers. It's very important to get out there. In fact, we're going to have another job fair July 15th at Catholic Charities, by the way. It's going to be, I think, from 9 to 2 o'clock. Because Saturday, Catholic Charities is closed, so they have all the parking, and we're using one of the big halls over there. So that's one of the things they might want to come out to. But, yeah, I think it's great to have these nonprofits. We have, I mean, we have a contact with all of them. But the Alzheimer's Association, they do great work. Christine Payne over there and her staff. But I think it's great to have it out there because COPPLA is growing. And, you know, the fact is that the number of people that have Alzheimer's dementia in Hawaii that are documented today is about 26 to 28,000, depending on who you talk to. In the next 10 years, that's going to double. Because we're getting, you know, University of Hawaii got a grant, a $3 million grant over 3 years to educate more and more doctors, healthcare professionals about the disease. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, I was talking to a home care provider yesterday. It's like, that's the worst disease it had. But it's so long, it's a family mm-hmm. disease, and you can't really stop it and slow it down. I mean, certain drugs may, mm-hmm. depend on the person, but it's very difficult. So I'm glad you have a memory care unit there.
Yeah, one thing that I love about our memory care unit specifically is our we have a memory care garden, and it's got, you know, it's paved with the walking path. So at any given time, any of our residents in memory care can go outside. They don't have to be necessarily escorted. It is a safe and secure environment, and it's part of our memory care. So it is a beautiful, beautiful area where they can just go outside. It's got, you know, you can see Makakilo, just some great views, and just enjoy the fresh air. You know, a lot
that
of communities don't have
that
space and that the ability to be able to offer that. So letting, you know, having that opportunity where the resident can go outside and feel not so trapped, you know, is just so important.
Right.
And also we very much try to have a social model. So we try and have as much activities and interaction in the common area of our memory care area, because we don't want the residents just coming in, having their meals, and then going back and sitting in their room and staring at the TV or some video screen. So we do try and encourage a lot of interaction. And just a couple of quirks that we, when we're working with the residents, we have some a resident that you can't put visual seasoning on any of their food. Otherwise, they won't eat it.
Visual seasoning.
So if you have like a, I don't know, mahi-mahi or something, it better just look plain. If there's any kind of seasoning, even good kind seasoning, they won't eat it. Let me see.
It happens to my son too, you know.
Really?
If I tell him what's in there, he won't eat it. So now, you know, we went to see Dr. Shintani about 2 years ago. Dr. Shintani is a local doctor from
He was doing the Zippy thing a long time
ago.
Yeah,
the
right?
Waianae diet. Yeah. But so we went through, and he taught us about how to make healthy smoothies with kale and stuff like that in there. Mm-hmm. So we don't tell him. But you're right. If he sees anything that's not the color he's used to, he won't eat it. So I won't tell him. One time we chopped a lot of garlic and ginger and made a vegetable dish. It was really good. And he loved it. I said, I waited till he finished. If I said anything, he goes, did you know there's a lot of garlic? And he goes, what? I said, you didn't know, did you? But you're right. That visual seasonings is really
well,
important.
Well, I think that, I mean, Eddie Lima, I mean, we take the time to get to know that, you know, that kind of stuff. And that, you know, that's going to make our program successful is, you know, we really get to know, you know, our residents, a very person-centered approach. You know, we know the ins and outs of what our residents like, what they don't like, and that we want to meet them where they're at. You know, you don't like to see your seasonings? Okay, we'll still make your meal perfect for you and, you know, make sure you keep you healthy and give you food that tastes good.
Can I ask you, so do you have a lot of couples or is it just mainly spouses that are just other spouse passed on?
Just in general?
Yeah.
We have a few couples. We have a, you know, a good mix of both.
And can I ask you price range?
Because sure. Yeah, absolutely. So for our, you know, one great thing that Elima did was we licensed the whole building for assisted living. So our goal is, you know, that people can move in independent, you know, pay our base rate, which is it's still an all-inclusive rate. Starts at $4,500 a month. And included in that is going to be the three fabulous meals we talked about, chef prepared, all that stuff, the, you know, utilities, the premier cable, Wi-Fi, all the social activities that we've touched on.
Transportation.
Mm-hmm. I'll just say transportation.
Housekeeping, maintenance. Mm-hmm. Transportation is also a big deal because a lot of times they're not able to renew their license, but we do little errand trips, meaning going to
market,
Safeway,
theater,
Foodland, CVS, Target, places like that. And then, of course, medical appointments is a big deal.
That's a big
and
deal.
As well as just the social excursions.
Wow. So the meals, everything. So you said TV, cable, everything?
Mm-hmm. We do premium cable and Wi-Fi. The only thing that would be separate would be a landline telephone.
Oh, I don't even have a landline.
Yeah,
anymore.
So a lot of our residents just use their cell phone and they're perfectly content.
So you have like emergency.
We have emergency response system. We have a really neat. It's a daily check-in program. So every morning there's a button in their apartment that they push, and we pull our concierge pulls a report around 10 a.m. If they haven't pressed their button, we call and check on them. If they don't answer the phone, we're going to go and make sure that's okay. And that's all independent living, you know. So,
but you have a skilled side, too?
We have assisted living.
Assisted living?
Uh-huh. So we can help with, you know, what you call the activities of daily living, the medication management, bathing, dressing, grooming, escorting, all of that we can help with.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. So, again, we're here at Lima Lijano, Mark Suda, the executive director, and Amanda Swoch, the director of sales. So, Amanda, again, real quick, our contact information mm-hmm. so people can get out there. And sure. Let me ask you this. And I've asked other people this. Would you, if I come out here, I say I want to bring my parents mm-hmm. or my friend, you guys provide lunch or a
yes,
snack or something?
We can, absolutely.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Free lunch. So, okay, mention my name. You're going to get a free lunch from Amanda. So, and she's smiling.
Absolutely.
So, what's the phone number they can give you a call at?
Uh-huh. It's 674-8022.
Okay, great. And the website again is elimalejano.com.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. And so, Mark, what are you going to get from Mark? You're going to get a pre-tour and a speech.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, you're going to get the tour from Amanda. I try and make it a point to see all the
you're like the
visitors,
principal, right?
Visitors coming down. So I'll come over, talk story with them, help show them around. Also have a personal situation where my 94-year-old father-in-law has lived with us for a long period of
Your
time.
Your father-in-law?
So
wow.
he's lived with us for a long time. So I have a lot of empathy and shared stories. And, gosh, a lot of the stories are just similar about, you know, as it gets worse and you need more care and things like that.
Well, good for you. So we have about 1 minute left. How do we get people out there besides free lunch?
How do we get people out there?
Yeah.
We just, you know, we can go pick them up if we need to, you know, they just give me a call. We're there seven, you know, we're able to do a tour 7 days a week. We're flexible with timing. So,
but you have bigger units.
We do. We have spacious apartments. We've got the, you know, like I said,
I'm going to take you up on a free lunch.
Please do.
You know, because of the magazine, I'm kind of like the face of the magazine, but I need to be able to walk the talk, so I need to see the place, I need to touch it and feel it, and Mark's going to have lunch with me. So anyway, thanks a lot, Mark and Amanda. Again, real quick, then the phone number again?
674-8022. 2-2.
And you got to take it right out the couple, right, Mark?
Absolutely.
And bring your parents.
Thank you so, so much for having us.
I appreciate your
really
time.
Appreciate it.
I really do. It's so important to get people out of the house and just try new, different things because we're all going to need it at some point down the road, you know? So anyway, thank you, everybody, listening to Generations Radio, 5 to 6 on Sundays and 3 to 4. I'm sorry, 5 to 6 on Saturdays, 3 to 4 on Sundays. So thank you very much, everybody. Aloha and live well.